But let me give you, for whatever he cares to say, a friend and recently become a free man in rehabilitation, Tom Robertson.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Let me just start with it's nice to be home. And I think everybody knows by now that I retired from CBVH after 32 years in early September. And I retired from a job that I absolutely loved. I ran to work every day for 32 years. Granted, lately I wasn't running to work quite as fast, but you understand what I'm talking about. And quite frankly, the reason I ran to work, by and large, has a lot to do with everybody sitting in this hall today. As I look out, I know many of you for 15 and 20 and 25 years. I think I met Rich DiGaetano when he was 17 and I was 30-something. And I've known him throughout his career and others. When I look around, and Harold Wenning, clearly Carl and I think, have known each other. I don't know how long I've known you. He and I were both at Woodstock and we didn't know it, you know, or we pretended we were there at any rate. But something happened, though, on the day I retired. And I gotta tell you, on one side, it was liberating. Because now I can speak about the issues that I've been passionate for in this field for 32 years without the limitations that being the Associate Commissioner of CBVH by design brings with you. I don't have to be politically correct anymore. And I can assure you, I'm not going to be politically correct anymore. When, and I think many of you, I hope many of you also know that in retirement, I had 9 full days of retirement before I started as the new CEO at Northeastern Association of the Blind at Albany. And I had many of my friends many of my friends who were blind called me up and said, "What the hell were you thinking, taking that job?" And I explained it this way, that being the Associate Commissioner of CBVH was a terrific job. I got to know many of you in this hall, work with your kids sometimes. But the type of work I did was from afar. And I spent far too much time with lawyers and accountants and trying to figure out where our money was at CBVH, and far too much time with my employees who were suing me and the union was because they didn't like what I was trying to instill. And but that's the nature of the beast. Bureaucracies, by their very design, will have those types of things that people need to deal with. But my real love, quite frankly, in this field dates back to when I was a director of the Randolph Shepherd Program. I loved being the director of the Randolph Shepherd Program for about 14 years, I believe. I met people that I still have relationships. I met vendors that I work with and got them started and saw them get married and have kids and buy houses. And it was a job that absolutely drew me to this field and kept me in this field as long as it did. So that's a long way around to say I really like working with people. And at NABA, I'm going to have a chance to work a little bit more closely with our customers. And that's exciting for me. Carl said, I was in New York last night and this morning. Dr. Alan Morris from the Jewish Guild called me right January of this year and said, "Tom, would you chair a foundation that we had some money left to us and we were going to put I think it's about $5 million into a foundation, and we are going to give out about $140,000 a year in scholarships, and we'd like you to to initially chair this group and staff it? And would you go out and find some of the best thinkers in the blindness field in the country? My first phone call went to a good friend of mine, and I know yours, Alan Harris. Still mad at Alan because he left us 5 years ago, but I'm not going there. I still called him. Obviously, Alan jumped at the opportunity. When you do what Alan does now and what I used to do, and to be able to work with young people and give them dollars towards their education, but what a great day at the office, quite frankly. I'm not putting in my new organization for overtime today. I don't get overtime, so that's probably why I'm not putting it in. The second phone call I made was to another friend of mine, a guy that I think was probably the best RSA commissioner ever, and I've been through them since 1973, and that's Fred Schroeder. And Fred agreed. So I was I spent last night with Fred and Alan and a few other folks, and this morning we got up and we sorted through about 32 resumes, and we chose 14, and we put about $140,000 in some young people's pockets in terms of their So I had told Carl that I was hoping to get this done by 11 o'clock, but you know Alan Harris, he drags everything out. It was 1 o'clock, and I'm calling Carl to say I haven't left Manhattan yet, but I'm going to be there. Just, you know, hold the place for me. So we did that this morning. That's good stuff. But I want to talk a little bit about NABA. I've been there 3 weeks now. I have my work to do with this organization. This organization will need some infusion in terms of staff. I am still going to be an active employer of blind folks who want to work for this agency, as I was when I was with CBVH. So if your resumes are dusted off and you're looking for opportunities and want to work in Albany and I have an opening, you got to get me those resumes. I think what I plan on doing with NABA is probably what I planned on doing with CBVH once I was appointed as its associate commissioner. And that's kind of keep asking the question, why? Why do we do it this way? Why does it have to be this way? Why is this consumer with his master's degree sitting home for 2 years without an opportunity? Did we do something wrong? Did the consumer do something wrong? Is it the system? And I think the more we ask why, the more answers we get in terms of changing what it means to be blind here in New York. I'm going to have the opportunity now to look at things a little differently, say things a little differently. When I have customers who have kids in the public school system who aren't getting what they need as blind kids in New York, my ability was somewhat tempered in my last position because I had some restrictions. I can assure you I have no restrictions from here on out. The public school system will hear what the law says that they should be doing for blind consumers in their system. And I can assure you that I know NABA has a series of lawyers on staff, and I will not shy away from you using these lawyers to get what blind kids need in the state of New York to become successful blind adults. I plan on partnering with different stakeholders in the blindness field, and certainly NFB will be someone I will be looking to partner with on every occasion that we can. And then I heard that there is a new agency been started. Got an email, I think. There's a new agency started down in New York City, and I think I know the guy. Yeah, I kind of know the guy who started it, and I think NABA will be a great partner for your new agency, and we'll look for opportunities to work together everywhere we can. I know it's been a long day, guys, so I'm going to just kind of summarize because I know you guys want to take a little break before the banquet. And, I told my wife I'd make an appearance for an hour before I had to come back here. So, in closing, I just got to say thanks for all the support you've given me over the years in our field as we tackle the issues that are so near and dear to our hearts. I've always viewed this organization as one I could go to for advice, counsel, And one of the new beauties of my life now, as opposed to my last life, is I can now be somewhat selective with my time in terms of going to meetings. That's a polite way of saying I don't have to go to every meeting now that I was invited to. I can assure you that as long as I'm inviting to this meeting here in Albany or wherever you have it in the state, I will be there because I still learn something every time I come to an NFB meeting, and that's really what it's all about. But thanks a lot, and we'll see you tonight.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Tom has said he will be with us tonight. I'm looking forward to sharing an evening with Tom, and I hope you guys are. He didn't come because he was told to. He came because he wanted to. This is a private citizen here now, guys. Are we changing what it means to be blind in New York? Yes.